okay.
Well, that's what it has to be when you got two horses.
How does that look? You have
the... See, yeah, but the long thing goes in the pole. Goes in the middle, and then each one of those swivel trees hit back here, and that makes it double swivel tree. See, one horse over there and one on this side of the pole, if it's a double team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing down there, and it's over there behind the other horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it has to be. You couldn't make it no other way. Double swivel tree, you see, one, it was just one on each horse, but still it's double after all, because there's two horses in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on each side of the pole, you see.
Is there anything these swivel trees are... or hooked on to themselves to keep the horses working together?
Well, they hooked on to them there. What do you call it there? And check, you know, the chains.
Uh-huh.
Trace chains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they run up to the thing that goes over his neck, you know, that harness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
that's the way it goes.
The thing that the... Talking about the wheels again, that the wheels fit into the...
That with that hub, you know, that hub and the spokes is all again, and that comes on out to that tire. That tire goes around, you know, that's what turns, when it gets it hooked up together, it goes, pulls the wagon, you see.
The tire is?
The tire is on that wheel, you see.
What's the tire made out of?
It's made out of iron.
Uh-huh. What goes across and holds the wheels together?
In the spokes.
No, with each wheel. You have one wheel here and one wheel here.
Well, that's a... I think it goes on the wagon.
Uh-huh. What's that called?
That's I ain't gonna tell you now. But anyway, it's a piece of iron. Goes from one to axle. That's
okay.
What it is. That's what it is, axle. That's right.
And say if there was a log across the road, you might say I tied a chain around it and I...
You can pull it out.
Or another word you might use and I what it out of the road.
Well, you can hook that thing to it and pull it out.
Uh-huh. But if you didn't say I pulled it out, you might say I...
Drug it out.
And you say, we have what? Many logs out of that road. We have...
Drove them out or pulled them out or whatever you want to call it.
And you say you have to tie a chain around to it,
mm-hmm.
around it to...
Drag it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that they used to break the ground up in the spring with?
Well, it'd be a two-horse plow.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of plows?
Oh, yeah. There's big plows and little ones. Some of them don't use a... Just a single plow, but when you're breaking land, you got a Dixie, you call it, big plow.
Mm-hmm.
And hitch two mules to it, or two horse, whatever you got,
mm-hmm.
plow that way. Mm-hmm. But now they plow with tractors, you see.
Mm-hmm. What other plows do you remember them using?
They never used them, but there's them plain plows like that. Just one plow stock and one horse to it. And then when he's plowing breaking in land, you got two mules to it, and one of them Dixie plows, you call it. Big old plow, you know, turn plow, the pole turn the dirt. And then whenever they get all that done with turn plow, then they take this one stop plow, you call it, and take your mule and then lay off your load and plant like that. Used to do that, but they don't do it anymore. They do it all with tractors now, you know.
What would they use if they wanted to break up the ground even finer after they'd plow?
Well, they double cut it.
What's that mean?
Break it and then go back over it and re-break it.
Mm-hmm.
Crossways. That double cut, you see, and then it'd be fine, it'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Daddy always did. He'd plow it this way one time, and then when he went plowing, he'd cross cut it, you see.
So it'd perpendicular
be,
to it.
The fine.
Mm-hmm.
The ground would be broke through and through now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you could say. Yeah.
What about something besides a plow, though, that you might use?
Oh, you used all kinds of plows. It was a half a dozen kinds on one stalk. Sweeps and twisters and shovels and another little plow. Oh, there's all kinds of plows went with it.
Mm-hmm.
They plowed different ways.
What about something with a lot of teeth in it, though, besides a...
Well, they had a hare. That was a hare.
Mm-hmm.
A hare. Mm-hmm.
Were there different kinds of hares?
Yeah. Some was big ones, some were little ones. Some was close to teeth, you know, and different
mm-hmm.
kind of rakes. Mm-hmm.
Did they have different names? Do you remember?
Well, I don't know nothing but just a hare. I don't know. They may have names, but all I ever heard was hares.
Mm-hmm.
Just hares. Well, all of them was made to rake, and we just said hares.